I'm thinking of the prophet Jeremiah. He was a saved man, and he served God in his lifetime in very difficult times. And he wrote the book of Jeremiah, but he also wrote the next book after it called Lamentations, because of all the hardship that the people of God went through because they'd sinned against God and turned away from his word and went into idolatry. And the Israelites, the nation of Judah, was then destroyed by King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. God used them as a chastening rod to hit his people, and then the people had to leave the land, and only some poor people were left, and they left the land. Their temple was destroyed. And Jeremiah, he went through a lot of pain during those days. You know what? A lot of people are what I call fair weather Christians. They are with the Lord as long as the sun is shining and things are going good, but how about when things are not so bright? How about when you have the cyclone that Mickey was telling me about? Right, Mickey? The cyclone? Yeah. And, you know, when the trials come and when the pain comes, when the heartache comes, you know, we've had families. Wilda's here. Her husband was here. He joined the church. He committed to membership. He told me, I want to serve God and help out with the music ministry when the pianist is not there, and he was going to work on that. And he really got locked in. And then that afternoon, Wilda called me in tears and said, they're performing CPR on my husband. She was crying. And that very afternoon, after he had committed, he was taken to heaven. And Wilda stuck with the Lord and is sticking with the Lord. Went through a lot of pain. Now her mother's has been diagnosed with cancer. We're praying for her. And she's sticking with it. You know, God wants you to not be broken by pain away from God, but broken to God. Broken to Him. He just wants you to love Him. He just wants you close to Him. But His people got way away from Him, served other gods. And so he let pain come into their life. That's called chastisement. And I want to preach a message this morning to you called progress through pain, or progressing through pain. You can progress through pain in your life. That is the message here this morning. And so we're looking at Lamentations chapter 3. And I want to preach on progressing through pain in your life. First, by your humbling. Notice verse 19 and 20. You need to make progress by humbling in your life. It says in verse 19 and 20, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. You know, pain can humble you, can it? You can be riding high, but when you get pain, you go right down. Remember Job? Job had great riches and great family, 10 kids and great health, and everything was so good for Job. The Bible says he washed his steps in butter. Can you imagine that? In other words, he shined the wood on his steps, or whatever it was, a stone or whatever it was. He took butter and just washed it with butter. And he was blessed. But then he went through pain and misery. I mean, God gave the devil permission. By the way, it's not God that brings pain on you directly. A lot of times it's the devil, and God allows it. You see, it's sin and Satan that makes you poor. God makes you rich, not necessarily physically, but spiritually. He lifts your life up. He's your friend. Satan is your enemy. And so Job went through losing his children. Then he lost a lot of his riches. And then he lost his health. And his wife said, curse God and die. And Job said, you speak as one of the foolish women. We've received good things from God. Shall we not receive evil things or difficult things? He said, the Lord blessed, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where was Job's focus? Obviously, it was on the Lord. And you and I and God's people can get away from focusing on the Lord, not following Jesus, not walking with Him day by day. And when we do that, we may see things that look good and we might go after them. And God needs humbling in your life. And that's what Jeremiah is talking about here. He said, remembering mine affliction, my misery, and the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled within me. I'm talking about humbling in your life that God does in your life. And what is that training for? That humbling for? He's trying to train you to be a mature Christian. A mature ministering child of God. You know, we have in this church mature ministering children of God. Thank God for them. And they speak, their lives speak. I had a guy come to this church who, I don't know if he's saved, but he's been in our church, he's been in our Christian school. He came a while back and he came up to me and we talked, and then he said, "Where is Brother Joe?" And I said, "Right back there is Brother Joe." And Brother Joe is an elder, amen? He's a mature, ministering saint of God. That's what God wants you to be, a mature, ministering child of God. And when you get there, God is going to, listen to me, God is going to have you rule the world with Jesus Christ. He's preparing you to rule the world with Christ. And therefore, you have to be humbled. Therefore, you have to go through pain. Especially when you get away from God's perfect will and you're not doing what He's training you. He's training you. It's like a great coach. How many know about Indiana, the team, the football team? I'm talking about Indiana. How many think that coach did a good job? Yeah, all of you that knew about Indiana, raise your hand. That coach is not trying to put a smile on your face. He doesn't smile a lot. That coach, he wants you to be excellent. He wants you to do the best you can do with what you've got. And if you do that, he's happy, and that's what he's going for. He is a consummate coach. There are some good coaches, they kind of cheer a team on, but an excellent coach, he gets people through his leadership to go beyond what they can do in themselves, that they would go to the maximum of what they can do and what they can be. And you know what? That's what God wants for you. He's a loving Heavenly Father, but He wants you, like a good father, to be trained and to be a mature person, a mature child of God. And so you have to go through pain and you have to go through humbling, and God's chastisement does that in your life. And notice verse 19 says, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. You say, oh, the Christian life, you're happy all the time, there's no problems, you know? No. The Bible says in James, count it all joy. That doesn't mean you feel all joy. I've had times in my life where I hoped I'd survive. And then I doubted I'd survive, and I thought I won't survive. God's going to kill me. But I said, though you slay me, Lord, yet will I trust you. But I didn't feel great. Like pain. Pain. What are you going to do when it gets painful? What are you going to do when it gets tough? But God allows that, and God even engineers that in your life, especially when you're off the beam, you're getting off the track, to bring you back and to train you. And you've heard me say, when I was in third grade, I skipped school. How many have heard that story? I've told it a million times. Oh, some of you haven't heard it. When I was in third grade, we were taking the SAT test, and we were out in the playground while other students were taking their test, and we got talking together. It was some of us boys, and we said, let's skip school. And we can come back, and the teacher will never know, because they're doing the SAT test. So we just walked out of school, third grade boys. I had Danny Nickerson. His dad was in the military. We were going to go to his house. We got to Nickerson's house. We went down the basement, got under a tablecloth, and had K rations from his dad. We were having the best time. It was so much fun. It was a great day. And we were just enjoying ourselves, you know, third grade. But this is a day off of school. We just kind of took it. You know, we had the opportunity. And I got home and walked in the door. And Dad and Mom greeted me like they knew everything. They knew everything. Every parent knew everything. And my dad took me into the den room and said, "Now I want you to bend over." And he took the Board of Education and just started right on this gluteus, you know, this soft padding that God made to take that, you know, CYS doesn't know what they're talking about. These liberals don't know what they're talking about. This country, I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm talking about child abuse when you don't spank your kids. The Bible says if you don't spank your kids with loving discipline, with dignity, you hate them. Because they turn out to be brats. They turn out to be like a lot of these college campuses and stuff that we see out there today. I am so thankful. And that spanking made me not skip school in fourth grade. In fact, I was the teacher's pet in fourth grade. She loved me. Fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth. I didn't skip till the 11th grade. Then I skipped a lot playing games because I wasn't saved. Then I got saved and got a heavenly father between my junior and senior year of high school. I'm just saying to you that you can progress to maturity through pain by the way God humbles you and by your humbling yourself under God's chastening. Now, let me say this about that, though. It says this in Hebrews chapter 12. It says, "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." You know, I've had some good Christians in this church. They're saved, they've been baptized, they joined the church, they've been faithful. They're sticking with it. And they've even locked in to serve God. But sometimes they come to me and say, "Pastor, I'm going through pain." And I say, "Why are you going through pain?" "I'm getting chastened to the Lord." "Well, why am I getting chastened for the Lord?" "Because of certain things God wants me to do. There's secret things, but I'm not doing them like I should. And I'm getting away from God. And he's dealing with me." And they always say to me, "It doesn't feel good." And that's exactly what it says. If you're going through pain for chastening, it's not joyous. It doesn't feel good. It's grievous. Nevertheless, it says, afterward, it yieldeth peaceable fruit of righteousness unto, now don't miss this, unto them that are gymnazo by it. The Greek word that's in our translation, our English Bible, as exercised by it, is the word gymnazo. When you think of gymnazo,